Andy Bissett, are you on with us?
I'm here. Hi, Ann. Good morning.
Hey, Andy, welcome to Talking Golf. How's it going? Happy Father's Day, my friend.
Thank you very much. I was having a little bit of technical difficulty, but now it seems you're working great.
Oh, it's fine. I hear you loud and clear. Well, what are your plans for today?
Today, we're just getting ready. We're trying to make sure all the food is lined up and ready to go. We've got to meet with the greenskeepers this morning and make sure that we're all set for the week. And then tonight, the charter comes in from Oakmont, and we'll have, I think we've got 40 or 50 players on there, and their caddies and their families and such like that.
Well, how do you think they're going to react to TPC River Highlands after this brutal test called Oakmont? Oh my gosh. I mean, most of the I heard more talk from the players before this championship started, Andy, about how tough this golf course is.
The U.S. Open always is challenging the players. I think that we've heard this for many years now. This will be our 19th year as the title sponsor of the Travelers Championship. And what's very interesting is when we see the guys coming in, there's a sigh of relief on their face, and they're so excited about coming and playing in a competitive golf course, right? And they love coming in. They say, gee, the rough is a little bit shorter. The rough is it's easier to play out of. But it's still a challenging course in its own ways, its own right. But I think that they're always very excited to be with us for a week of a little bit more relaxed golf.
I mean, even the top player in the world, your defending champion, Scottie Scheffler, he was saying that TPC River Highlands rewards good shots. And you have to think, this week, he's looked a bit frustrated this week, Andy, trying to minimize his mistakes at Oakmont. And he spent some extra time on the range with his coach. So I'm sure he'll be looking forward to the Travelers.
Yeah, I think so. I think they all will. I think that they've always said we've had some of the longest hitters in golf and some of the shortest hitters in golf and some of the medium hitters in golf win at the Travelers Championship. And so I think the course has proven itself over the years. And over the last couple of years, the PGA Tour has made a couple of changes to it to make it just a little bit more competitive than it's been in the past.
Now, your roster is very impressive. You have a ton of returning champions coming back. You have Scottie. You have, hey, Keegan Bradley, U.S. Ryder Cup captain, who won the Travelers back in 2023. Keegan's just what he's at, what, +5 after carding a +2 yesterday here at the U.S. Open. Xander Schauffele, he won in 2022 the Travelers. Harris English, Jordan Spieth. I mean, how do you get all these guys?
It's our relationships with them and how we work year round to make sure that we stay in touch with them. I mean, to have Rory with us this year on top of it all is going to be tremendous. And as you said, Scotty and Xander and Patrick, and I mean, you can keep going down the list. And we work so hard. We try to make sure, number one, you have to have a competitive golf course. And I think what the PGA Tour has done over the last couple of years to TPC River Highlands is tremendous. It's the work they did on 11, the par 3 down the hill, and 12, where they put the rough in the downhill a portion of the fairway, so you either have to drive over it or be short of it, but you can't be in it. So what they've done to the course has made it even more competitive, and the players love that. But at the same time, we provide the charter from the U.S. Open. We do a lot of work with the players and their needs to make sure that they have what they need to be competitive athletes, world-class athletes, which is what they are.
That's right. I'll continue naming the guys coming over. Tommy Fleetwood, Shane Lowry, Sepp Straka, Tony Finau, Patrick Cantlay, Ricky Fowler will be there, and Max Homa will be there, right?
Everybody's going to be with us. The good part is it's competitive, right? And what world-class athletes want is to have a real competition amongst a fair competition. And, like I said, The interesting part about TPC River Highlands is that it is competitive for short hitters. A great opportunity to go out in the seating by the practice facility and watch all of these guys warm up, but not only that, but just work their games and see what they're working on. And we have a huge screen with connected to all kinds of technologies that can watch how their shots are going too. So it's kind of a fun experience for the fans too. What we do for the fans is, I think, second to none. And even a general admission ticket, believe it or not, Ann, gets you into four different venues on the course where you can get up, sit in stands, and just enjoy yourself rather than walking around all day.
So I know a lot of players bring their families to the Travelers. Can you share what the tournament really offers, that they bring the families? And I know you treat the caddies great as well. So talk a little bit about how you take care of the entire families.
Yeah, well, you know, we'll start with the caddies for a minute. So the funniest thing is when I'm out on the range at different events throughout the year, we were out at Pebble this year, and the caddies would come up to me and say, "Hey, Andy, so are we getting cars again this year?" So last year, because our player field is limited to 72 players, we have extra cars, so we can give the caddies a car. So the caddies are treated just like the players as far as the car goes. And so they get a car for the week. And they love that. So I said, yeah, you're going to have a car, no problem. And they're all excited. But for the families, you know, we do special things. Like Scotty's birthday is this week. So we will celebrate Scotty's birthday with a birthday cake. We even do the broadcasters. Amanda Balionis' birthday is Friday. We're going to celebrate that with a birthday cake. And you know, and throughout the week, the wives and the families are welcome to come to our suites to watch their husbands play golf, which is terrific. And they just have a lot of fun. We do a lot of things. We have toys for the kids, and we have a special locker room for the wives. And we just try to make it easier, right? Everybody's lives are so tough. They're on the road all the time, and all the players want to bring their families, their wives, and children with them. And then we have family night one night, and we have a wiffle ball game that's become somewhat world famous. And everybody wants to play in the wiffle ball game. And so we try to do things like that. It's a fun stuff that we do with them, but we try to make sure that the players have world-class food. We work closely with the PGA Tour on good eating and things. But I think accessibility to fans is the fun thing about PGA Tour golf, is that, you know, you're not sitting in a stadium distanced from the players. The players are usually 3 feet from you as they're walking from hole to hole. And I think fans just really enjoy that.
It is fan-friendly, family-friendly, and certainly player-friendly. Andy, I got to wrap it up, but thank you so much. Look forward to being out at the Travelers Championship this week.
Yeah, thank you for your support. You've been a terrific supporter for many, many years, decades, I'll even say now. And I look forward to having you out and having some world-class golf. We're going to have a terrific competition here all this week.
Can't wait. And the charity aspect of the Travelers is so impressive as well. My thanks to Andy Bassett of Travelers.